This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It was 80 years ago that U.S., British, and Canadian troops stormed the beaches of Normandy, France, D-Day in World War II, the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Surviving veterans are in France this morning, remembering. And Ken Hay is remembering, too. He's a British veteran who speaks to schoolchildren about the war.
You can't tell them the horrible things you've seen, but you've got to leave them with the thing that there must be another way to, other than war, to resolve difficulties. And so I hope we're playing a part in doing that.
President Biden is there this morning in France. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced families in central Gaza killed dozens of people. The Israelis say Hamas was using the school. Here at home, lots of Americans have been seeing some ferocious weather. The AP's Donna Warder.
A tornado struck without warning Wednesday afternoon in suburban Detroit. The twister tore through several neighborhoods in Livonia, Michigan, bringing a tree down onto a house where a woman and her two-year-old were sleeping. The child was killed. A two-week-old sibling who was in a crib in a separate room was not injured. In Montgomery County, Maryland, WJLA spoke with neighbors who say a storm in their community was scary. Tornado warnings were issued Wednesday night for Maryland and several other states, including Ohio, New Jersey, and Delaware. I'm Donna Warder.
Nepal is seeing a boom in sales of electric vehicles. It estimates that that's reduced oil import costs by $22 million a year. Access to electricity in Nepal has soared in the past three decades as hydroelectric projects were completed. Here in the U.S., gas prices keep falling. Gas is $3.48 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to those plans for big tolls on drivers in Manhattan. The AP's Julie Walker.
New York's governor puts the brakes on congestion pricing for now. In a Wednesday video message, Governor Kathy Hochul, who controls the MTA, says the plan to charge motorists big tolls to enter the core of Manhattan comes at too high a price for working New Yorkers.
Implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences.
The program was going to charge $15 to enter Manhattan anywhere below 60th Street. It was set to start at the end of the month.
We need to make sure our solutions work for everyone, especially those who are struggling to make ends meet.
Hochul says funding was already set aside for the MTA's capital plan, and they are exploring other sources. Julie Walker, New York.
The Dow added 96 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.